Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Right Fit, Wellness Fitness Performance, Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, MVP Parent Magazine, and Global Schoolwear by Tommy Hilfiger. We've got a great doubleheader today, Dr. Denise McDermott. She's a holistic child and adult psychiatrist. She's a podcast host, and she was one of our great contributors to our book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents Returns, along with Mayor Steve Cherico. He's the mayor of Naperville, Illinois, one of America's most popular, healthy, and active towns. Then it'll be the sports doctor and some emails. First, I want to welcome back adult and child psychiatrist, my friend, Dr. Denise McDermott. Welcome back.
Oh, Dr. Bob, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Let's jump right in. Give us some background about you and the great work you do in adult and child psychology and how you're relating and talking about a lot of those things on your now two different shows.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I'm here in Manhattan Beach, and I've been in practice for 20 years now, and I take my knowledge and wisdom from the office and offer it out into the world. So I'm all about wellness, not illness. Exercise is mind medicine. And also, I think we're all living through this unimaginable time where we kind of have to go within in our inner world and figure out what makes us happy mentally, physically, and spiritually right now.
You know, Dr. Denise, it's been something I've been talking about it all this time, as I'm sure you have. I consider it one of society's greatest challenges is how we are going to somehow move into normalcy after this nightmare we've had. And it doesn't matter what you do or where you live or what your capacity is. This has affected everybody. And the mental health side of things has been something that all my guests have talked about, you know, whether it's young athletes not being able to play, whether it's school being closed, whether it's people out of work, et cetera, besides the sickness itself. So this is something that you must be up to your ears with this whole world.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a precise example. I have a college athlete out east, and they're still playing their ice hockey sport, and they're doing COVID tests three times a week, and then they're not allowed to see each other. So I've got some college athletes that are super depressed. You know, one in four of people age 18 to 24 are thinking about suicide right now, and I am on the front lines via telehealth, helping people to figure out reasons to live, giving them hope, you know, helping
awareness
people
is
not
a,
to...
Awareness is a, you know, the awareness of this whole challenge is a very, very big deal. And again, number one, you could say they're lucky they're playing, you know, but it's interesting whether you're a superstar in all the professional sports or whether you're a young athlete who wants to somehow be able to get back to high school or junior high school or college sports, this has affected us dramatically. And that's one of the reasons why the title of your contribution to Hashtag Hey Sports Parents with my great co-author, she's out there with you, Sharky Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyball player. But your title is Youth Athletics as Mind Medicine. You know, you talked about health as mind medicine, et cetera. But again, talk a little bit about, you know, the some of these challenges, you know, with these athletes like you're talking about and what you're doing and paying big attention to that's helping.
Okay, so I contributed Youth Athletics as Mind Medicine for Life. I played sports growing up, varsity soccer, goalie, could have played in college. I was a swimmer, swim team. Right now I swim 7 days a week. So what I think is physical fitness, no matter what level you are, what age you are, is literally mind medicine to help you stay connected not only to your physical but also your spiritual health. And I think right now the other thing to remember is we all work out in different ways. And some people do team sports really well. Some people do individual. So I've coined the term neurostyle, that we all process and perceive things in our unique way. And that goes with our athletic abilities as well. And so what I want to say, Dr. Bob, is I think during the pandemic, because of COVID, a lot of the gyms being shut down, people are doing in-home workouts. I'm really blessed. I'm almost like fearful to share that I'm out swimming 6 or 7 days a week. So I'm in like the top shape. I even do double sessions. So I have the ability to be outside, but for some people, it's really hard right now, Dr. Bob. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no doubt about it. And again, like we talk, all ages, all levels. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you want to go over to radio shows, you can go back years of shows, almost 10 years. Before that, I think you got to find the reels to reel show we had, you know, on the show. People from all over the world, all sorts of topics, so you could pick what you'd like, listen to what you'd like. If you run over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of articles on so many different topics, all aspects of health, wellness, sports medicine, from concussions to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. We have a lot of followers on Twitter, over 30,000. I can't tell you how many guests I get from both Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you want to follow us, we have great information, great sports medicine, fitness information at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Dr. Denise McDermott, adult and child psychiatrist. Big mind-body connection that Dr. Denise is talking about. And you sure don't leave out. I mean, you're paying big attention more and more in your new show, where we're talking about the spirituality of everything, even in high performance and athletics, is a very big deal to you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So the universal truths of mental health and well-being that I cover on the Dr. Denise Show, the Ascension Show, and when I spoke over in India at the Dalai Lama's Body Mind Life Conference, you mentioned awareness. So awareness for all of us of our physical and mental state is incredibly important. So you can get that with deep breathing. A lot of athletes, when you're in your zone, that's your form of movement and meditation. So awareness of your physical health is being connected to your higher self. A lot of times people hear the word spirituality and they freak out and they think someone's only talking religion, but this is a greater awareness for being your own best friend, your own champion mindset, your own higher self. And whether you believe in God, Buddha or not, it's really reaching your ultimate self-love and then the ability to love others. And team sports
foster that. Yeah, I think it takes a lot of the pressure. Yeah, I think it takes a lot of the pressure off being this religion or that religion. I think it encompasses everything, you know, like you're talking about, you know, which it seems to be such an important factor when we're dealing with all of these particular challenges. Even when we're talking about high performance, we're talking about the top levels of youth, athletics, and all these pressures that come with it. It's really one of the reasons, Dr. Denise, we co-authored the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, was the epidemic of youth sports injuries, and both physically and mentally. As I'm talking to you, I'm picturing the screaming parent on the sidelines. What's the website, Dr. Denise, that people could find out about your programs and your different podcasts?
So drdenisemd.com, ascensionmedia.love, and now all my shows are on Mental Health News Radio networks that are now reaching over 190 countries in the world.
Yeah, it's a great camaraderie. To be able to, you know, compare notes with all sorts of different cultures. It was one of the reasons I was always very excited about my show, The Sports Doctor, being repeated the following week on UK Radio yeah. Health, which is one of their leading networks of health oriented. And the 5 years I spent with Healthy Life Radio and my friend Linda McKenzie, and Sharky still does a show with Healthy Life Radio. So when you're talking again about families, when you're dealing with youth sports or athletics at any level, you're dealing with their families and their coaches, aren't you? Good luck to you.
First of all, I want to say I'm so grateful for all you're doing in synthesizing all the generations and cultures in all of your shows. Secondly, it was such an honor to contribute to youth athletics as Mind Medicine for Life, because I mean that. Sports are unifying. Sports create a mindset of champion mindset, coming together in the stadium, coming together on the court, and it actually instills hope when we're together cheering, doing, or having an activity together. So that's the part that's the greater good. There's the human experience, but then there's that collective excitement on the field. And that's something that you're so passionate about, Dr. Bob, like how you get all these people together to talk about this. That's inspiring.
One of the big deals to me, and that I've talked about forever, is in youth sports, remember it's supposed to be fun, everybody.
Yeah.
And as we would get away from into the pressures and the competitiveness and all of these things that we're all very, very aware of, sometimes that's forgotten. And it's great to see great organizations. You talk about, I've had such participation with iSport 360, which is almost like it's an app for communication between coaches and parents, and the National Alliance of Youth Sports. It's been around since 1980. And my friends in England, working with parents in sports, but when you're in the middle of all of it, because you're dealing with, very serious problems, as well as some that aren't so serious medically, then it becomes a real big deal. So, I used to ask all my guests in this area how their sports psychology skills were. But I guess, I can't ask that of you because you're the expert.
Well, I'm actually in the heart of like Manhattan Beach. So I've got volleyball champions. I work with all ages. I've got Hall of Famers. There's hockey here, baseball here, volleyball. I tend to get a lot of referrals with athlete families because people know I'm very approachable. They know I played sports. And I feel like one thing, there's so much, this is like for another show, there's all different pressures on athletes. And when you talk about the parents, sometimes parents are living vicariously through their kids. And they need to remember to let the child kind of explore their own development. I'm not saying as a parent, don't help your child to be disciplined, but don't project your own kind of weaknesses or strengths that you had as an athlete onto your child. Let them explore. Let them play. Let them have fun. And a lot of athletes, too, get developmentally arrested. If they're playing their sport too much around the year, they don't get enough integrative fun. And that's something that I think the colleges are working better at. And I think all around the world, prior to the pandemic, we all realized this.
Well, when I was first associated with my late great friend Jim Vickery, one of the great sports psychologists in the 80s, he shared the radio with me in the 90s. Yes, I was still doing radio that far back. He would talk about, he didn't even use the word psychology in his title. People were scared of the word psychology. He was a performance enhancement consultant. My point being today, there's not a serious team, professional, college, that doesn't pay big attention to what we call the mental game, yet it sometimes seems like we're still spinning our wheels with all of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was thinking because I know I was tuning in to you today, and I swim, and when I'm swimming, I get all my ideas. So I think the thing that I love about sports and not talking about the champion mindset, there's this unseen energy that's beyond just your physical fitness. It's the I'm going to win, I'm going to nail this, I'm going to envision this. So there's something very powerful that no matter what level of an athlete you are, any sport your child or you play at any age can transform your mood state. I find I'm the happiest when I'm in the pool. I find that I'm happiest when I'm staying in a place of gratitude and then respect. And I think if you've learned so many moral values, I just had Trent Clark on my show. I'm going to launch that next week, and I want to have you too. Three-time World Series champion, and we talked about champion mindset. And I think so many athletes, it's amazing to see all the different levels of athletes and how they're able to take those life skills and put those out into the world in their businesses and their careers.
Well, that's why I like to have experts like yourself on, because my point is you could train these systems. You can train these systems that makes so much sense, whether it's in so many areas, not only of the mental health side, but the high-performance side. And that's what we try to tell parents of young athletes all the time, that we want to include a mental component to your young athlete's development. So I think that you make all of these points as to why it's so important.
So I want to add one very important point right now. We're living in a time where there's been so much dividedness in the United States, and one of the things
quickly,
I love about...
We're almost out of time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I love sports because of the moral integrity of the unifying team spirit that you can teach on the court and then transfer into life in the greater world.
You know, that's such a big point. Again, at whatever level, which is, getting these kids to help enjoy what they're doing. Again, I've always talked about the three things I thought were so important, regardless of your level of the sports world, which is, number one, we want to prevent injuries. We want to prevent problems. Number two, we want to make it a positive experience. And number three, for those who are interested, we want to enhance performance. And many times we see that, we just want to find out what that area is. And I think my big thing here with your particular topic is awareness of, number one, how important this is, and that, number two, you could train these systems to try to be more productive. Give us again the website of people can find out about your shows.
DrDeniseMD.com and AscensionMedia.love.
1 minute.
Okay, and then we're going to be sure to tune in. I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to be looking to join you. On that, I'm so fascinated with, I call it the mental game. So doing some ascension with
you.
Yeah,
so let me tell you about the ascension.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, the ascension is based on the ascension show, the universal truth of awareness, self-love, and altruism. So we take
Bingo.
A concept in the universe and we embody
Dr.
it.
Dr. Denise.
And we have guests.
Thank you so much. Adult, child, holistic psychiatrist. I think it's so important we add that. I want to thank her so much. Hold on, Denise. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. An essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and we are welcoming back to the show Mayor Steve Chirico. He's the mayor of Naperville, Illinois, my hometown area, one of America's most popular, healthy, and active towns. Mayor Steve, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
I wanted to have you back and really talk about how the emphasis on the you're a born and raised in Naperville. You went to Naperville Central High School, didn't you?
I did. I wasn't actually born in Naperville, but I was 6 months old when my parents moved here from New Jersey.
That's
so
fast,
my whole life.
Fast enough. You went. It was Bill Hughes the athletic trainer when you were there?
No, it wasn't.
You missed him? He's joining me next week. He said, say hi to Mayor Steve. Give us some background on yourself and the Naperville and the town and some of the things you're paying so much attention to.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I moved here, when my family moved here in 1960, we lived in Maple Brook 1 subdivision. And at the time, I think there was like 12,000 people. And Maplebrook 1 is just north of 75th Street, and it was considered the furthest south subdivision in Naperville. So I remember as I got a little bit older, my mom was in real estate, that Maplebrook 2 was built, which is just south of 75th Street. And everybody was up in arms about, you know, Naperville shouldn't go further than 75th Street. And, you know, you look at it today with, you know, how far south it goes, all the way down to like 119th at this point. It's certainly changed a lot. But I think really it's changed in so many good ways.
You know, one of the things we talked about the last time we were on was, you know, the fact that, you know, again, the sports doc, we pay such big attention to health and wellness, whether you're the best athlete in the world or you're the grandmother, where we're looking to stay healthy. We've never been more challenged than we are now, to say the least. But Naperville has always been a town. There's school sports. There are fitness facilities. You guys host a couple of half a marathon and a marathon. So we've always tried to pay big attention to the important aspect of healthy communities. Talk a little bit about how that's been so important to you and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, good. You know, well, first of all, you'll be proud of me, doctor, because I took up cycling. I was running before, and it was hurting my knees too much, and so I started getting into cycling, and I'm really enjoying it. So that's my big thing right now. But I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting. You know, as mayor, as I went through the town, I talked to people about why they move or stay in Naperville. And oftentimes you'll hear about the great schools, of course, and a big part of that's our sports program. But also, you know, wonderful parks, and most of those parks are program parks, so those include sports, and safe neighborhoods, right? But today, also, I hear a fourth, you know, sort of pillar that is added to that list, and that is a great healthcare system. And so people do and are thinking about good health and living a healthy lifestyle. And I think it's especially important during this past year, you know, living through COVID. Naperville as a community, I'm very pleased to be able to say, is, you know, one of the ways they compare a community's infection rates with other populations is what they call a prevalence rate. And the Naperville prevalence rate as of today is 25, compared to our counties, which are closer to 45. In our state, which is currently at 55. So that's good.
Yes, that's something you can really be proud of that. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it takes a community to do that.
Yes, and the reality is, you know, I've talked about obesity and childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor, Mayor Steve, for 25 years, give or take a few weeks. And the one of the biggest morbidity challenges with the virus is obesity.
Right.
Also, one of our biggest weapons is our immune system. And if we are healthier, if we are active, then we have a much better chance. You know, that's the new medicine that I talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time. Is number one, eat smarter. And number two, keep moving. Stay active. You know,
right.
You know,
it sounds so simple, and yet it's so effective.
The idea that, you know, these things take constant repetitiveness is one of the biggest challenges, you know, we have in continuing to keep the awareness level high. Naperville was one of the champions in the whole forward movement, which was a DuPage County-wide movement regarding childhood obesity. We've had these people on the show numerous times. And the idea of getting the school systems very involved, because if we don't, we're buried with the challenges of childhood obesity. It's still a nightmare. And for health-wise, it is so much more expensive, even if you're a dollar and cents person, for a child to be brought up with all of these health issues, high blood pressure and diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea of the schools paying a big attention, we've had so many different individuals throughout the school system, again, talking about this very thing, and it starts at the top. And I know that you've always paid big attention to this area. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, and like I said earlier, I mean, when you talk about our schools, you can't really talk about our schools without acknowledging, you know, some of the sports programs and some of the healthy, you know, lifestyle programs that they have in place. And they really are really an exceptional organizations when you look at that aspect. I mean, our and it's not just you know, winning and losing, you know, games or sporting events. It's about that education and awareness about, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, and that kind of goes along with, you know, substance abuse too, which has been another big push for with our school system. You know, education and intervention if necessary, but certainly
yes,
prevention of drug, alcohol, and tobacco use and awareness. All of that comes into play.
You know, drug abuse starts early. The one of the chapters in my book, Mayor Steve, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the title is called Youth Sports and Drugs. And it's, but this time it's about over-the-counter pain medicine so your
right,
son or daughter could stay in the game because they're trying to
right,
play hurt. And we then, you know, we go to the top level of sports and we're in this incredible opioid pain pill nightmare in our whole country. It even caused me, Mayor Steve, X amount of years ago to come up with a different name for performance-enhancing drugs. You want to know what that name is?
What is it?
Performance-surviving drugs. And when you think about it, so many athletes, I got to play tomorrow, Doc, don't you understand? And, you know, when we talk about the importance of a healthy lifestyle, by the time kids get to high school, maybe 10% of them are playing competitive sports. And Naperville has always been, regardless of the sport, they've had state champions and tremendous levels of high school sports, junior high school sports. But 80% of these kids aren't playing anything. So the
right,
idea of educating them about how important this is, because, again, you know, the even diabetes, we used to call it adult-onset diabetes type 2, and we had to change the name because we were seeing so many young kids developing diabetes in adolescence. So this has become a tremendous, tremendous nightmare, and having a healthcare system that's paid big attention, you know, to this, these kinds of prevention systems is one of the things I've always felt that I could really, really brag about, you know, when it came, you know, to Naperville. And
yeah, for sure.
You know, although on a side, I used to say that cycling was invented by injured runners, but I'm just kidding. you know, with
sure.
a different knee problem.
Hey, Doctor, one follow-up on that. One follow-up on that discussion is about mental health, which I know, isn't a physical, type of thing that we talk about on this show, but has become a really important part of our education system and also just in our society in general. But I do think that, you know, when you talk about mind, body, and spirit, taking care of your body helps your mind. I think there is a correlation.
Oh, hey, Mayor, you just gave a commercial for our show. My first guest today was the world-renowned adult and child psychiatrist, contributed to my book, podcast host, Dr. Denise McDermott, out there in California, talking about exactly what you're talking about and how important it is. Everybody in the world of youth sports and sports, Mayor Steve, that I've had on in the past 8-9 months, especially now, but even before, we talk about, I call it the mental game, this whole mental health side of everything. Again, like Dr. Denise was talking about, these kids who are trying to play sports and they can't interact and they got to stay home, and this, all of these things have been driven tremendous problems. So I'm glad you brought it up, because there's not an aspect of our society that's not dealing with this. You know, you as a mayor of one of the greatest towns to live in, the challenges have been immense in all areas during this pandemic, haven't they?
Yeah, it really has, and it's really changed the way, you know, cities do business, especially as you look at our first responders and you know, the police department in particular, because 80% of their calls today are mental health.
And that's one of the awarenesses that we, you know, continue to feel is so important in so many areas. Again, whether you are the best athlete in the world, whether your son or daughter is a high-level athlete, whether we're dealing, again, with the community at large, this becomes a very, very big deal. We were talking with my first guest about how you could train these systems. Well, you're also, you know, you're a sports dad, right? You have 7 children. How many of them were involved in school sports, Mayor?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because when I was in school, I was a wrestler, and so my whole family is a family of wrestlers, and so we were very athletic and in sports. But our kids generally weren't sports kids. You know, really, my daughters, Lauren and Kayla, were in cross country. And my son Austin was a little bit of cross country. I think he got in trouble, so some coaches made him run or something. And but I mean, aside from that, we had some cheerleaders and some pom competitions.
You know, cheerleading's
like
a big
that.
Deal. I'm glad you
it
mentioned
is.
That. You know,
it
I'm
is,
going to
is.
Talk more about that on the other side. We're talking with Mayor Steve Jericho, mayor of Naperville, Illinois. We're talking about him being a dad of 5 in the sports medicine world. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what a serious sport cheerleading is. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, and you could listen to whatever you would like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you could read some of the articles that I wrote over like 5 years for the Naperville Sun, the great newspaper in Naperville, and some of the other publications. A lot of things with our new exciting magazine, MVP Parent Magazine. And again, we've got over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn. A lot of great information we publish at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Mayor Steve Sherko, mayor of Naperville, Illinois, and we were talking about the importance of health and wellness in the town, the tremendous challenges. We were talking about youth sports. You mentioned your kids, a couple of them ran cross country. There's also cheerleading mixed in. And I just wanted to throw in there, Mayor Steve, that what we've seen over the years is some of the best athletes we've seen and some of the biggest challenges are cheerleading. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, you know, and one of the, it's really funny you mention it too, because
very
the show Cheer or Cheers that came
yes.
out a couple of years ago, it really brought to light the whole notion that this is a sport, this is athletics, and it's not easy. And I watched that season, and it was pretty fascinating to see just how much athletic ability and how much commitment that they had to put into that sport.
Yes, it's like any other. One of our frequent guests, one of the attorneys involved in the whole world of youth sports safety, Kimberly Archie, who's a champion of having developed the awareness on the concussion side, other sides of how serious a sport, that cheerleading is. And it's another great example sometimes of the challenges of mom and dad in this crazy world when we're dealing with youth sports. And again, the fact that there is an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries physically and mentally. And many times we're talking with coaches and parents as well as athletes themselves over the whole mental side. You mentioned mental health. And again, this becomes the pressure to win, the pressure to play hurt, the what I call Svengali overbearing, crazy coaches with so much tremendous pressure. I've had experts on in the world of eating disorders where they would talk about some of the pressure these young girls were under in the worlds of gymnastics. Cheerleading was another one where, didn't we tell you to lose that weight? So
yeah.
The mental health side is a very big deal. Are you guys going to be able to get back into hosting the marathon and the half marathon again, Mayor Steve?
Hey, before I answer that, can I segue just a little bit, because you reminded me of something.
Segue all you want.
So, and it gets kind of this where the mental health and physical, sports kind of collide again, and that is chess, which is, as you know, considered a sport. And another recent TV series that came on was called The Queen's Gambit, and I understand now that
yes,
because of that,
huge success.
All of these chess people are starting to buy chess boards and learn how to play chess. And if you're a chess player, you'll know that it does take a lot out of you.
We would have
athletes
who were adding the physical. Yes, we had individuals, musicians are the same, where we had big side physical training. And again, chess, because of the tremendous mental, where we would see these individuals working out like crazy, again, whether it was to burn off stress, whether it was to try to get into the zone, but absolutely, that's a great example. That show's had a tremendous notoriety. It's a great example.
It was very entertaining. I watched that one too. During COVID, you watch everything, it seems like. Where were you going before I said that?
I wanted to know if the town, which has sponsored, I've had some of the individuals on, with the Naperville's marathon and half marathon, those things had to be put off and held off. What are some of the plans to try to get back into that?
So the marathon was trimmed back to a half marathon, and it was still on pre-COVID, and I suspect because it was starting to build again. I suspect that that will be brought back. And I think there was actually two of them, two half marathons, and then a whole number of, course, 5Ks and a few triathlons as well. So, I mean, we have always been a very, very good event town. We've had a very successful, turnout. And so, once we're post-COVID, I suspect those will all start to roll back into place. And as you know, Doctor, I mean, most of these are also fundraisers. So not only are you doing something that's fun and you can compete, but also you can raise money for a good cause.
What's the website people can find out all about the town and the activities? And what's one of the best sites people can go to?
The best place to go really is the City of Naperville's website. We have an events calendar. And so as soon as events are registered and put onto any event that requires any type of city services, so larger events, any type of run and things like that, we'll always be listed in our events calendar. So that's a great place to start.
You know, Mayor Steve, you know, you stepped into the shoes of one of Naperville's all-time great legends, Mayor George Cradle, who was on my show a good couple of times in the past. He was a champion of all of these things we're talking about. And I don't know, was it 20 years? Talk a little bit about what it was like to take some tips from Mayor George and maybe some of your interactions with him.
Yeah, well, first of all, We were good friends. We worked together as colleagues, but we knew each other for many, many years. I knew him when I was a kid when he was Officer Friendly. And
right.
So we were truly good friends. And he was also best friends with my wrestling coach. So he would come and watch me wrestle when I was in high school. And so he knew me very well all through my life. Taking on as mayor after Mayor Pradle was really easy, and he made it very easy because the office was didn't have any clouds hanging over it. You know, I didn't have to deal with anything that was controversial or in any way scandalous. And so,
yeah, how do you follow a guy who? How do you follow a guy who has 105% approval rating?
Right.
You know.
Right.
So he really just
a lot of people were like, boy, you have big shoes to fill and it's going to be tough to follow George. And in some ways it was. But in many other ways, you know, he set the table for the next mayor to really do a good job. And, you know, I hope that I have, I believe I have, but he was really a great mayor to follow and certainly a great mentor for me.
Yes, he was a big fan of yours. If you go back, again, to sportsdoctorradio.com, go to radio shows, you'll find him. I had a memory from Facebook. It was 9 years ago, and Mayor George, when I had my show on the famous College of DuPage, WDCB Blues Jazz Station, there was Mayor George in his great tie and outfit with Naperville on, who he had joined me, and he did talk about at the time, how easy it felt to move things to what you were going to be doing in the future. And so, again, you know, paying attention to these challenges, all areas of the pandemic, I'm sure tremendous interaction in the whole world of mayors. There's got to be great cooperation and interaction, I would expect, in all of these different areas that are challenges, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, especially with the backdrop of what we're dealing with nationally right now. And you can see how ugly and negative and counterproductive it can be when you don't have, you know, a good transition. And so, you know, when you have two leaders who are working together to transfer the office and the authority and power of that office to another person, and the importance of that being done in a positive manner, it can't be overstated. And he certainly did a great job. In fact, George and I, we would meet twice a week here at City Hall. And after I became mayor, and as you may remember, I made him an honorary mayor, a mayor.
Yeah, an ambassador, absolutely. That was wonderful.
Yeah. So I kept him sort of on board doing some of the things he really loved doing, which is cutting ribbons and, you know, going out to schools and reading books to kids and, you know, all those things that are just good and fun and healthy. And he loved doing those things. And so he was able to continue to do those things for a couple of years after he retired from being mayor. He was still helping me until his health, you know, started to make it more difficult for him to continue doing that stuff.
Yes, you know, it's just, you know, so many great examples of doing things well. I want to thank Mayor Steve Jericho for joining me again. Again, what's the best site for them to find out about the events calendar with Naperville, Mayor Steve?
Yep, the official City of Naperville webpage. And go there, and it's right on the main page, the landing page. It says the events calendar. And that's a great place for them to go to check it out.
Great. Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Steve. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, RightFit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. RightFit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. RightFit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming shows and guests, and we answer some emails. We maybe highlight a chapter or two out of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Next week, we've got some great guests. Bill Hughes was an athletic trainer, an award-winning athletic trainer for three decades locally. Here, as a matter of fact, we were just talking with Mayor Steve. Naperville Central High School will be, he's been Santa Claus since he retired. He's a famous Santa Claus with that white beard. Then one of the country's leading dentists, Dr. Bob Pick, will be joining us. We're going to be talking oral health, oral protection in sports. I'm looking for some emails here. There we go. Paul says, my 12-year-old son is a hockey player. He was diagnosed with those bumps on the back of his heels called Haglund's deformity. They talked about surgery. You know, Paul, forget surgery. In rare cases, it's necessary. But there's great success conservatively. I've had great success for decades when the bumps hurt, with orthotic control and having the bootmaker punch out the back of the figure skate or the hockey skate. And that's absolutely one of our first choices conservatively. I've seen very rare instances where it was necessary to remove those bumps or smooth them down. There are instances where that bone is enlarged and it can be a problem in a boom. But many times we'll see, if we pay attention to evaluating the foot type, like of your son, whether he's got high arches, whether he's pronated and flat-footed, can have a lot to do with the irritation because of motion to that area. So, and we've had great success with calming that down. So if you haven't yet, get a podiatry opinion, a sports podiatry if you can, regarding that whole world of orthotics. Oh, by the way, the same orthotics that might calm down discomfort might make him a step or two quicker. And I mean it. Audrey says, my son is 14 years old. He plays everything. And you've talked a lot on the Sports Doctor about training programs to prevent injury. You know, Audrey, it's a great point. I always recommend consulting with, talking to the athletic training world in your son's sports, personal training world, and or physical therapy world in order to be able to come up with some of the best programs for your son and the sports he plays. It's no different if we're talking young girls, and I'm talking any ages, even including a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports, where we're dealing with boys and girls who are only playing one sport. We don't recommend it. We talk all day that we want multiple sports to use the body differently. Ironically, there's less injuries when we can mix sports, but there are sports, think gymnastics, figure skating, which is a big world I'm in, even tennis and soccer. We will have young adolescents, that's all they want to do. They don't want to play other sports. Then we also recommend big time, let's get into a training program to try to stay out of trouble. And we're recommending that for your son. You might want to have him evaluated by physical therapy, and they can come up with a great program to try to stay out of trouble. And again, in my book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, I have a chapter called The Two Essential Exercises. And I would include this all the time, regardless of the sport or the level or the age. One, strengthen those feet and ankles. I'm a big rubber band fan. You can really work those feet and ankles. They are a weak link. Ankle injuries are one, it's still the most common problem we see. Strengthening makes big, big sense. And work balance, work stability. I like tilt boards. I'm a big fan of what's called the sand dune stepper, which is a piece of equipment that simulates being on sand. And that whole bringing into account the toes and the muscles of the feet, work balance. This strengthens everything. Whether you're swinging a tennis racket, whether you're running on a soccer field, whether you're jumping in volleyball, when you're working balance, my famous mentor, sports therapist Bob Guida, who trained the best in the world, he worked with John McEnroe and Walter Payton and Jimmy Connors, and Jim McMahon, he always did what he called instability training. I still have slides of John McEnroe balancing on a mini trampoline. You're using every muscle. You're using the stabilizers. So think about that. Arlene says, I'm a 55-year-old runner. Is CBD helpful? You know, I'm impressed with it. You want to, absolutely, it's safe. There aren't any side effects. CBD is all the positives of medical marijuana, minus the THC, which gets people as the getting high side. So CBD, reducing discomfort, enhancing recovery, pay attention, look at a name brand, ICOR, I-C-H-O-R, is one I have a lot of confidence in. Want to thank everybody, and we will catch you next week for another edition of The Sports Doctor. Stay safe, everybody. Stay informed.